जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी
श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। स्वामी भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वर्ल्ड। All glories to the Asamar. All glories to the Asamar. Thank you very much. This side.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 13. Ashtame,
Ashtame,
Merudevyam,
Merudevyam,
Tu, Nabhir, Jato, Urukrama,
Urukrama,
Darshayan,
Darshayan,
Vartma,
Vartma,
Dhiranam,
Dhiranam,
Sarvashrama,
Sarvashrama,
Namaskritam,
Namaskritam,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam.
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam, Ashtame Merudevyam Tu, Nabhijata Urukrama, Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam, Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Sarvashrama Namaskritam,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Ashtame Merudevyam Tu,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Nabhijata Urukrama,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Darshayan Vartma Dhiranam,
Namaskritam,
Namaskritam,
Ashtame.
Ashtame.
The eighth of the incarnations.
The eighth of the incarnations.
Meru Devyam tu.
Meru Devyam tu.
In the womb of Meru Devi, the wife. Nabe.
Nabe.
Of King Nabi.
King Nabi.
Jata.
Jata.
Took birth.
Took birth.
Guru Krama.
Guru Krama.
The all powerful Lord.
The all powerful Lord.
Darshayan,
Darshayan,
by showing,
by showing.
Vartma,
Vartma,
the way,
the way.
Dhiranam,
Dhiranam,
of the perfect beings,
of the perfect beings.
Sarva,
Sarva,
all,
all.
Ashrama,
Ashrama,
orders of life,
orders of life.
Namaskritam,
Namaskritam,
honored by,
honored by.
Translation: the eighth incarnation was King Rishabha, son of King Nabhi, and his wife Meru Devi. In this incarnation, the Lord showed the path of perfection, which is followed by those who have fully controlled their senses and who are honored by all orders of life.
So, there are some important words in this verse. The first thing is Dhirana. Dhiranang means sober, gentle. There are two ways, because there are two kinds of people in this world. One is called Dhira, and the other is called Adhira. Adhira means almost animal. They cannot control their senses. The Dhira, one who can control sense, he is called Dhira. In the Rupa Goswami's obeisances, we find Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Karo Prima Amritam Nidhi Dhira Dhira Priya Karo. Krishna Kirtana, the Krishna consciousness movement, is appreciable by the both classes, Dhira and Adhira. Those who are advanced by austerities controlling the senses, and those who are not so very fallen, both of them, Dhira Dhira Piya Karo Nirmatsaro. Another example of Dhira is there in Kumar Sambhav. Kumar Sambhav is a Sanskrit book which I think we read in our college IA class by Kalidas, poet Kalidas. So, this theme of that book is that the demigods, they wanted to fight with the demons, and it was necessary that a son should be begotten by Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva, at that time, lost his wife in the Dakha Yagya. He gave up his life. There was some misunderstanding between Maharaj Dakha, father of Parvati or Durga. So she gave up her life because her father was against Lord Shiva. He was repudiating Lord Shiva, and she could not tolerate that, my father, you are so proud that you are blaspheming Lord Shiva because you think I am your daughter and your son-in-law is subordinate. So I am returning this body to you. He immediately gave up her body. So Lord Shiva having lost his wife, he was on the Himalayas executing severe tapasya. So the demigods, they plan to break the tapasya meditation of Lord Shiva by sending Parvati, a daughter of Himalaya. Lord Shiva's wife then took birth as daughter of Himalaya. So when she was young, grown up, 16 years old, so she was engaged to break the meditation of Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva was in meditation naked, and Parvati was induced to worship Lord Shiva and touch the genital. But Lord Shiva still was undisturbed. So at that time, Kalidas, Kavi, that here is the example of Dhira. He is so much absorbed in meditation that a young girl touching the genital still is undisturbed. He is so self-control. So, this is Dhira. Dhira means even there is cause of disturbance, he will not be disturbed. And that is Dhira. And one who is disturbed by the slight agitation, he is not Dhira. He is Adhira. So, mostly people are Adhira. They are agitated by slight disturbance. Because they have not been trained in such a way. Otherwise, just like Krishna, when Krishna was being elected as president in the Rajasiya Yagya Assembly of Maharaj Yudhishthir, so somebody remarked that this man, because those who are blind, they would see Krishna as ordinary man. So he is woman hunters from the very beginning. So how he can be elected? So at that time, Bhishma, the most celebrated brahmachari, he never accepted any wife, or he had no connection with any woman. He immediately stood up. He said that I am celebrated throughout the whole world as brahmachari, but if I would have been in the position of Krishna, he was dancing with young girls, but he was not agitated, but I would have been agitated, I admit. Therefore, he is the hero. He should be elected. You'd find Rasalila, Krishna was dancing with so many young girls, but you won't find there was any sex relation. There was nothing like that. So that is Dhira. They were devotees, gopis. They used to come to Krishna, but there is no such thing written as pregnancy and abortion. No. Nothing of this sort. That is called Dhira. In spite of presence of the cause of disturbance, the gopis came to Krishna because he was a very beautiful young boy. Actually, they were attracted by his beauty. It is stated, Kama, they came as a lust. But when they came to Krishna, they became purified. That is dhira. Krishna was kind enough. The gopis, they wanted Krishna to associate with him. So Krishna gave them chance, yes, come on. The gopis wanted Krishna as husband. They made tapasya, austerity to have Krishna as husband. But at that time Krishna was, the gopis and Krishna were of the same age, just like boys and girls play together. But girls become at the age of 12, 13 years, their sex desires become strong. But boys, they do not become sex desires so strong, unless they are badly associated. So neither it was possible that Krishna would marry so many girlfriends. But they wanted Krishna as husband, all of them. Therefore, Krishna fulfilled their desire in the Vastra Haram. Because a woman can become naked only before husband. That is bathing. So Krishna, somehow or other, made them naked so that he declared that you wanted me as husband so much, that's all. So people misunderstand Krishna unless understood through authoritative sources. Krishna is misunderstood. But he is the dhira, he is not a dhira. He is not like ordinary man, dhira. So here it is said that Urukrama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is described here as Urukrama. Urukrama means one who acts very wonderful things, which is not possible for ordinary human being. So he wanted to show the real path of life. Maharaj Rishabdev, he was king, emperor of the world. So his instructions are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He instructed. What is this sound? He instructed his sons, my dear boys, this human form of life is not meant for sense enjoyment, which is available in the life of dogs and hogs. It was his instruction. He instructed that human society should be dhira, self-control. That is ideal human society. That is Vedic civilization. Here it is also stated, sarvasraman namaskritam ashram. Sarva ashrama. Ashrama I have several times described. That is brahmachari ashrama. Grihastha ashrama. Vanaprastha ashrama. Sannyas ashrama. Sarva ashrama. All orders of life. Varnasrama. The Vedic civilization is based on four varnas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and for ashrama, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. So, Lord Rishabdev planned in such a way to teach his sons, he had 100 sons, that it will be honored by all the ashramas. Out of his 100 sons, 9 became sannyasi. Navajogendra, very highly elevated spirituality, 9 sons. And 81 sons, out of 109 gone, 91 sons. So out of them, 11 became Kshatriyas and others became Brahmins, like that. So this proves that not that by birth one becomes Brahmin or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Shudra, but it is by different qualification. Otherwise, how Rishabdev's son, he was Kshatriya, supposed to be Kshatriya. So his sons are also Kshatriya, how they became Brahmin? No. That was the Vedic culture. Janmana jayate Shudra. As soon as one is born, he is accepted as Shudra, neither Brahmin nor Kshatriya nor raw. By training, either he becomes a Brahmin or a Kshatriya. Just like a man has got several sons, but all of them, in the beginning, they are illiterate. Now, in their grown-up age, by accepting different departmental knowledge, one becomes a medical practitioner, one becomes engineer, one becomes lawyer, or one becomes Bhagavan. So not by birth one becomes engineer or medical man or this. No. Everything by culture, by education. Similarly, the Vedic culture means everyone is given the chance to become first-class Brahmin. That is called Brahminical culture. Everyone is, because without becoming a Brahmin, nobody can understand what is God. And the human life is meant for understanding God. That is the only business of human form of life. Not like cats and dogs, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sexual intercourse and how to defend. These animals know, the bird, bees, they know how to do it. This Rishabdev, he taught that, my dear boys, this life, human form of life, is not to be wasted like hogs and dogs. Sense enjoyment is there amongst the hogs. Better facility, no restriction. No restriction. In human society, at least there is official some restriction. Matra, sastra, duhitra. All shastra says there is no, but there are societies. We do not want to discuss who have sex relationship even with mother, sister and daughter. Still, but it was formally also, not like that, very common. But shastra says, matra, sastra, duhitra, va, nabibishet. You do not sit down in a secluded place, even with your mother, with your sister, with your daughter. So people may say one becomes agitated by association of mother, sister and daughter. There are many fools or most degraded. No, Shastra says, Balaman Indriya Grama Vidyangsa Pikarasati. The senses are so strong that even one is very learned, he becomes agitated. Even in the presence of mother, sister and daughter. So senses are so strong. Balavan Indriya Grama. It is prohibited. What to speak of others? Therefore, the common moral teachings and the Vedic civilization is to accept any woman except his own wife as mother. मातृवत परदारेषु परदारेषु एवरीवन इज सपोज टू बी मैरिड दारो मीन्स वाइफ परदारेषु अदर्स वाइफ इट डजंट मैटर इफ शी इज यंगर और ओल्डर But she should be treated as mother. Therefore, it is the system in Vedic culture. As soon as one sees another woman, she addresses her mother, Mataji. Immediate mother. That makes the relationship. The woman treats the unknown man as son, and the unknown man treats the unknown woman as mother. This is Vedic civilization. So we should be very careful. In our society, you are all God brothers, God sisters. Or those who are married, they are like mothers. So we should be very careful. Then we will make dhira, sober. That is Brahminical qualification, Brahminical culture. Not that because I have got facilities to intermingle with nice girls, so I should take advantage and exploit them. Or the girls should have no. Therefore our restriction, no illicit sex. One has to become dhira. Then the question of God consciousness. Animals cannot have God consciousness. Therefore, it is specially mentioned, dhiranam vartma, the path which he showed that is meant for the dhira, not for the adhira. Dhiranam. And it is so nice that Sarvasrama namaskritam. All ashramas will appreciate and offer obeisances. All ashrama means brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. So, dealing with women, especially instructions are given to man. All literatures, all Vedic literatures, they are especially meant for instruction to the man. Woman is to follow the husband, that's all. The husband will give instruction to the wife. There is no such thing as the girls would go to school to take the brahmachari ashram or go to spiritual master to take instruction. That is not Vedic system. Vedic system is the man is fully instructed and woman, girl must be married to a man. Even the man may have many wives. Polygamy still. Every woman should be married and she would get instruction from the husband. This is Vedic system. Woman is not allowed to go to school, college or to the spiritual master. But husband and wife, they can be initiated. That is Vedic system. So dhirana angvartma. Because people must be, first of all, gentle. Then talk of Krishna and God consciousness. If he's animal, what he can understand? This is Vedic system, dhirana. Dhira means must be gentle, perfectly gentle. Must address all women as mother. Matribhat paradareshu paradarbheshu lostavat. This is the training that one should consider other's wife as mother and other's money as like garbage in the street. Nobody cares for it. Similarly, one's other's money should not be touched. Even it is somebody has forgotten his purse, money bag, on the street, nobody will touch it. Let the man come back and take it. That is civilization. Paradarbheshu loshtavad, atavad sarvabhuteshu. And treating all other living entities as oneself. If somebody pinches me, I feel pain. Why shall I pinch other? If somebody cuts my throat, I become so sorry or so aggrieved. Why shall I cut the throat of other animals? This is civilization. This is Vedic civilization. Not that go on killing animals like anything and hunt upon the woman, topless woman, make business. This is not civilization. This is not human civilization. Therefore it is called dhirana. Those who are sober, for them. Those who are rascals, not for them. The brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sarvasrama, ashrama, this is meant for the gentle class, not for the rascals. First of all, training period as brahmachari. This brahmachari, he is taught to address all women as mother. The brahmachari goes to collect alms from door to door. Small boys. So how did they address? Mother, kindly give us some alms. So immediately the household wives should come and give them. They will collect like that for spiritual master. So if a boy is taught, just like our these children are being taught chanting Hare Krishna, they are chanting. They cannot forget throughout life. Similarly, if a brahmachari is taught from childhood, from boyhood, address all women as mother, he cannot see otherwise. He is my mother. I remember, it is an example, and long ago, say in 1925, long ago. So, we are in a cinema house. So my eldest son, as soon as he would see one woman in the picture, here is another mother, here is another mother. He would cry. Because a small child, he does not know any woman except mother. He knows everyone as my mother. So if we train from the childhood that you should treat all women as mother, then where is the question of anomalies? No. So one should be trained from the very beginning how to become gentle. From the very beginning, if one is taught to become ungentle, uncontrolled of senses, how at the end he can become gentle? And if the people are not gentle, how you can expect peace and prosperity? Therefore we see in your country every house, beware of dog. Don't come here. Because what is that? Because they cannot trust anybody. Anybody. So this is not advancement of civilization. If you want to know what is civilization, you have to learn here. Dhirana, the Bhagavad, the description is there. So actually, Vedic civilization is meant for the most gentle, highly advanced, not for the cats and dogs. Thank you very much.